So, loving the world, what does it mean? I mean, that's a good question to start with. What does it mean for us individually? What does it mean for us as a body of Christ as well? Does it mean that we sing Kumbaya, hold hands, start hugging some trees, maybe hugging some penguins as well? I don't know. Probably not. So we're going to look a little bit more at that. I mean, hugging penguins could be quite good. We need to save a few penguins as well. But let's look at what God said about loving the world. A lot of us, even those that aren't Christians, would probably, if they know a verse, this is the one that they'll know. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, whoever believed in him will not perish but have eternal life. So this is God's heart for loving the world. Let's unpack that a little bit. We've been looking this morning at what it means to be our neighbor. Who is the world? Who is our neighbor? And is it those that are close to us, those that we live with, or is it also those that are thousands of miles away as well? And as Matt said, I've had the experience of going abroad and meeting people in different places, different cultures, and seeing where they're at. So you might say it's quite easy for me to sort of see the two things there. But what I've come to realize is that it is both true. That my boss at work, who has a suit for every occasion, and then my friend, my brother in Africa, who's only got one set of clothes, both my neighbor. And if we start right at the beginning, God created us all in his image. So actually, all of us is the world. Every person has a potential to be our neighbor. And also the other thing, we could have been them. And that's the other thing, that's the connection. We're connected by God and we're connected with each other. So that's where I'd like to begin. But also in the beginning, God created us to look after the world. So the loving penguin sort of side of us is in there as well. So, recycling, making sure we reduce our carbon footprint, that's all part of loving the world as well. But it must start with people. It must start with those that God has created in his image. And that's why I think like fair trade and those kind of things are really important. I think is it this week or in the next 2 weeks, Fair Trade Week? Yeah? Do you want to have a little, just 1 minute, just to say what that's about?
Well, Fair Trade Fortnight is last week, and this coming week finishes next Sunday. And yeah, it's really just about helping people to not just give them a handout, but to help them to lift themselves out of poverty through trade.
And that's a really important thing because it's looking holistically. It's looking at the person, not just in their need to have a job, but also it goes into other things as well, doesn't it? Like making sure their environment is sustainable, that they're not destroying the things. And that's really where part of my heart is as well, that we see those kind of things, that sustaining the environment that someone's in, but also as the person, we're lifting them up and transforming their lives through that way and their community. So definitely, loving the world is firstly loving people and then the earth as well. So hug a penguin when you can. But you might say, Sam, that seems a massive task. The world's a big place. How do we love the world? And if you're like me, I start asking the questions, I can't do that. That's too much. That's too big. Or there's too many things that I just don't get right. I can't get it right. I've tried. And either I've been hurt or it's just too risky. I can't do it. I can't love it. I haven't got the skills to do it. But I want to say to you this morning, that's absolute rhubarb. I mean, it sort of links in quite well, I think, to go to rhubarb. Who likes rhubarb here? Put your hands up. Yeah? With custard. In King's Mill, it's one of the top choices for dessert, rhubarb and custard. Yeah? Just a fact there if you... Yeah. If you're in the hospital, go for the rhubarb and custard. It's a given bonus. So, rhubarb. I want to tell you a story about rhubarb. When I was, I think, was it six? Five? Something like that. Very young, anyway. We had a visitor from Peru named Raquel. And she came, some of you might know her from a long time ago. But yeah, basically, she stayed with our family for a little bit. And I think that's where my heart for going abroad and things started to really build up inside of me. And when she went, I felt, because she was doing some kids' work, I think, and stuff, and I kind of got that kind of thing, I want to help in some way. And we had some rhubarb at the bottom of the garden. So what I decided to do was ask Dad to get the little red table that I had, put it on the front bit on in Coxmoor, just outside our house, and I had a stack of rhubarb, and I was selling it to anyone that walked past to raise some money for some children in Peru. And you might think, that is a load of rhubarb. I mean, that's, you know, I only had, think I had two customers. I think someone felt quite sorry for me and gave me, you know, quite a lot just for one stick. I don't think he really ate it, but I just thought it sort of brought all that point that sometimes, you know, we only think we have something small to bring, but it's really important. And if we all brought something, it can make, I mean, you see that jar over there. If we all just put one bit in from here, we could probably fill that. You might have heard the thing of one drop of water can break a dam. It's true, but there has to be all those other drops there as well for it to happen. I don't actually know. Sorry. Does anyone know? Oh, it's Albania, is it? There we go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been there. Yeah. Okay, right. Yeah, yeah. So if you want to put a little penny or anything in, I think it's to encourage the kids to give as well, which is brilliant. But it is. It's our oneness together, our unity, that can really sort of change and do this of loving the world. We need to do it together. Jesus, just before he went on his walk to the cross and then rose again, he prayed in the garden. He prayed for his disciples. He prayed for himself to give him strength. But then he prayed for us. I mean, that's quite awesome. And I think some of you need to hear that today, that actually Jesus prayed for you, prayed for us. But the point I wanted to bring out, when he prays, he didn't pray, Lord, I ask that they get to the position where they realize that they all do need to hug penguins. He didn't actually pray that. Or, you know, solve third world debt. But he prayed that they would be one with him, and with the Father, but also with each other. And that would make people believe that this love was real. So we've all got to part to play. We've all got the part to play at work, when we're shopping, when we're with our families. And also, yeah, that's a key thing. Every part that we have to play is important. And it was brought up when we prayed as well this morning with Jill. She prayed that some people here would know that they are significant in where they're at. So If that's where you're at this morning, take that heart. You know, because where you're at in your community, some people, that's the only smile that they get during the week. Sometimes it's the only bit of encouragement that they get in that week. And if you weren't there and you weren't doing that, which you are doing, they wouldn't get that sense of love and God's love for them. And with that oneness and doing it together, Jesus said something that was quite sort of amazing. He said, you're going to do greater things than I have. And I do believe that's in miracles. I've seen miracles in my life. But I also think that's a corporate thing of us working together and seeing greater things as we do little things. It is sort of accumulative, that sort of dam-breaking experience. So we're stronger together. In either Castes, it says, or whatever it's called, I can't pronounce it, though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. It's one that's said at weddings. I was at a wedding last night, hence why I'm quite tired, so I apologize. Yeah, this thing of being together is really important. Now, final point I just want to go on to is we need to ask for God's heart for the world. I might say, Sam, well, I look at you. You go into places to sort of share that God's love. But, you know, I had to ask. I got to a point the second time I went to Africa and I said, Lord, if I'm going to do this, I don't feel I can do it. I need to have your heart here because I know that if I don't, I'm not going to be effective as I could be. So we need to ask God for that heart too. We can't do it on our own as in with people, but also we need God's heart for it. So going back to that verse that we had at the start, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, you know, what does that mean for us? Because that is God's heart in it. Jesus is God's heart within us. In science, just to sort of summarise, there's a theory out called string theory, and I thought it was quite interesting that we use string quite a lot this morning. And does anyone understand a little bit of string? Because I only very sort of briefly, and I can see Owen, I knew his hand would go up, so he can tell me off later if I say anything that's wrong. Okay, just to get your head around this, it sort of encompasses everything. And the theory is that it's a bit of energy that sort of combines everything together that gives us the form of where we are in the universe. But just to give you an example of how small they're talking these strings are that are bringing everything together. So it's smaller than atoms. So you've got the universe, okay, you've got Earth. So it's, and then you've got an atom, and then you've got a string. So we're talking quite sort of small. That's the sort of relation to how small things it gets. And that's why we probably find it hard to thread a string for a needle, I think. I think that's probably why, because they're so small. But yeah, this little sort of quote, string theory leads us to the idea that creation is held together with a song, a love ballad that we can choose to join in or choose to ignore. Another thing that was prayed this morning by Dave was that we get that heartbeat of God's love, of God's heart for the world. And I think that's what, you know, we're just going to spend some time to pray, just to ask God to do that for us before the kids come back. There's a song by Bethel Church which sort of sums that up as well. It goes like this, it goes, "He's bringing hope to the hopeless and giving his heart to the broken and sharing his home with the orphan. He is the hope of the nations, the Father's hope, heart we're embracing. He is a song we're declaring." So that song. So if we can, if you're able, let's stand up. And I just want to, we're going to pray together. And then we'll move on from there. That's all I've got really got to say. But I just wanted to get us to stand together if you can. Close your eyes if it helps you to concentrate. And just have a moment to think about those people that God's put on your heart, that you know that he's pulling your heartstring to say, you need to love this person. Lord, I thank you for your love. I thank you that it reaches us where we're at, and it holds us together, that it holds creation together, this love. Help us not to lose that song that you're singing over us day after day, that you're singing over everyone, everyone that's around us, those that we find it easy to get on with, those that we find it hard to get on with. And I pray this morning for those that are just learning that that song is being sung over their lives, that actually God loves you so much. I pray, Lord, that right now you would just meet them where they're at and know that they're loved. Thank you that we've experienced some of that love this morning just in being together and being in your presence. I thank you, Lord, that you take us as we are. You accept what we have to give. Thank you so much for that. Thank you that we all have a part to play in loving our world that's your world. Help us to be one with your heart. We ask it, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we ask that we will be one with each other as well, so that this world will start to wake up to the realization that God's love is what it needs. In Jesus' name, amen. And just to finish with, at the end of the, you can sit down if you want. If you don't, you can stand up as well. I don't mind. It says at the end of that passage with the who is your neighbor and the story of the Good Samaritan, Jesus says, go and do likewise. And I think that's just all I want to sort of finish with, really. So, thank you.